Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. When an important person wants to make a big impact on other people's lives, they need a big crowd, they need good lighting, and they need a microphone. They also need organizers, security guards, and a social media team. They need new big ideas and an infrastructure to carry out those new big ideas. Celebrity endorsements might be helpful. World leaders standing by, nodding their heads. Yeah, yeah. Children singing and holding hands and swaying might be a nice effect. And maybe a mascot and some inspiring free giveaways. But when God, who is holy, wants to make a big impact on His people, a glorious impact, unlike all others, how does He do it? There's no big crowd, maybe just 3 to 5 people, no microphone, no organizers, no celebrities, unless you mean the Grateful Dead, Moses and Elijah. No world leaders and no mascot. Yet God made quite a big impact, didn't He? A glorious impact that is still spoken of today, after the resurrection of Jesus, even though this took place well before the cross and resurrection and ascension of Jesus. Well before all those things took place, this took place. God brought His Son, Jesus, up a high mountain, and He was transfigured there. God often does big things up on a mountain, doesn't He? The almost sacrifice of Isaac took place where? On a mountain. Moses first met God where? In the burning bush. Where? On a mountain. Moses received later the Ten Commandments. Where? On a mountain. Elijah was fed. He was almost starving, but he trying to escape Israel, escape all of his own people because they thought they'd kill him. He's the only prophet left. Where does he go hide? Way up on a high mountain. Where? On a mountain. You see, in many of these special instances where God appears on the mountain with His people, He appears there on the mountain with brightness of light and a voice. So when God brought His Son Jesus up a mountain to make a big impact on the world, God appeared. The very God, a very God begotten, not made. And His clothes, bright as light, and His face shone like the sun. Moses and Elijah had been dead and gone for centuries. Moses almost 1,400 years. Yet there they appeared with Jesus, talking with Jesus. How? Why? What for? Ghosts? No. It's simple. God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. The dead who die in the faith in our God live on in eternity, and they are recognizable. Moses and Elijah. They are not angels. They are human beings. They have names. They are persons. Another reason to believe, as we confess in the Creed, of the Tahagia, the Holy Ones, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. This is most certainly true. Then Peter tried to become an organizer. Uh-oh. He tried, respectfully, to turn this divine appearance, this divine event, and he tried to make it into Pigeon Forge. Let's set up three tents, one for you, Jesus, one for Moses, one for Elijah. People can come and see this divine display for themselves, and they'll believe. And we'll even profit from our three prophets. We won't have to fish for fish anymore. We won't have to fish for men anymore. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud gave this declaration in keeping with God's big impact by design, that in holiness, for just those three disciples, Peter, James, and John, the voice said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The voice was not a TV show with Blake Shelton, Shakira, and CeeLo Green. The voice was the voice of God, who is holy. And the disciples fell on their faces and were terrified because they realized that they are not the voice. They are not holy, just as we are not holy and probably would be terrified too. They are sinners, and so are we. But Jesus came and touched them. He said, "Rise and have no fear." You see, God the Son is not just their judge, the Holy One. He's their brother. He's their friend. He's their Redeemer who stands upon the face of the earth, there on the mountain, all glorious and bright. His face shines on them to bless them, to forgive them, to take away their fears, to comfort them with the truth that he is real and he is glorious and far beyond what we imagine or think. By his all-sufficient cross, by his all-sufficient resurrection from the dead, by his touch, we are healed. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus only. Moses and Elijah, they departed to bear witness to the truth. Only Jesus saves. Only Jesus matters. Trust in the Lord Jesus. This is the Son with whom I am well pleased. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." That would have been hard. Not to tell anyone? How could this be a big impact if nobody knows? Why doesn't this vision happen every day? Why just these three disciples and not a big crowd of 5,000 men plus women and children? Why not Bill Nye, the science guy? Why not all the atheists and the agnostics? They could come and see this and finally believe that he is real. Let them see God. Perhaps it's because God's kingdom is not like our kingdom. Or as God says in his word, "My ways are not your ways, says the Lord." God needs no crowds, no microphone, and no world leaders, and no mascot to make a big impact. He'll simply use the voice, not the TV show, but the voice, his voice, followed by the voice of his disciples, now speaking to you on God's behalf, now speaking the truth of what they have heard and seen as eyewitnesses of his majesty. As Peter said in his epistle number 2, "We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something, he says, more sure than that appearance that they saw. The prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention as a lamp shining in a dark place, Peter said, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Here's how God's going to make a big impact and transform you and me. The prophetic word, which you have now heard. Keep it. Love it. Meditate on it. Take it to heart. It's yours. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in the transfigured one, Jesus Christ. Amen.